Hey, Nico.
Hey, Con.
I love you.
I love you.
No homo.
A little bit of homo for me.
Just a little?
Just a smidge. From two guys who were never part of the Boys Club, we want to welcome you to ours.
Welcome to Boys Club.
This is our podcast.
About boys.
And about other things.
Like their clubs.
And the things we were a part of.
Hockey.
And we're not a part of.
Bagels.
Wait, did you say we were a part of hockey?
No, I wasn't.
Me neither. Welcome to the club, boys.
Grab a bagel.
Connor's like, what do boys eat?
My feelings. Uncut.
Connor.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Welcome back to season two.
This is season two.
This
welcome
is season
to season
two of Boys Club.
We got some updates. The biggest update is this is Uncut Raw.
Uncut Raw. What do you think? What do you imagine changing for us in season two?
We're not. Here's the thing. Like, I will never say another name. I'm done.
Wow.
I don't want to cut things anymore.
So if you want to hear first and last names, you better go
Patreon.
Through the archives.
That's true.
Oh my gosh, it's been so long.
We should put the archives behind a paywall.
We should. Season one is officially behind a paywall.
God, we're going to get so canceled.
No, we're not.
No, probably not.
For saying the first and last name of theater teachers who wronged us.
I said something weird about the Sri Lankan tsunami one time from like 2004, and I'm sorry. And now I'm bringing it up, and people are going to go, whatever.
He's pro-tsunami.
That's how we get everyone to listen. No, tsunamis really freak me out. It doesn't matter.
No, they're freaky. Did you ever see that movie where there's a big tsunami?
Naomi Watts.
Maybe.
She's in it.
I watched that with an ex-crush.
We can't cut that. Do they know that they were a crush?
Yeah, we talked about this before.
Okay, great.
The Australian girl.
Do we have to cut that?
No, it's okay.
Wait, but it's almost like I'm going to make it something we have to cut by keep saying that. Kind of like when you're vulnerable.
We're not
like,
going to cut anything, but the whole episode is going to be you saying,
we're
we
not
supposed to cut
that. We can't cut that. We can't cut this.
Yeah. I guess while we're on the subject, if anybody listening is interested in interning for the Boys Club podcast as an editor,
we need you.
Unpaid, but paid with vibes.
We'll like look at you
and
we'll talk to you.
We will bring you along the ride if ever there is payment to be had. Okay.
I wonder if one of those kids that works at my day job would do it.
Maybe.
There's like a lot of kids there.
Come
like
on.
22-year-old kids, like one that told me I should listen to this podcast called Date Yourself Instead. And I was like, I'm not doing that. And I listened to 7 episodes yesterday. And it's like just one woman talking.
Oh my God. One woman doing a podcast called Date Yourself Instead.
Sometimes I steamroll it away. That's kind of this. It's not so far.
There are episodes of this podcast that could have been renamed Date Yourself Instead. Honestly, let's get right into a boys club because I think we've just identified one. Solo podcasts.
I only know of the one.
There's tons of solo
podcasts.
Gabby
Windy has one.
Oh, does she really?
I believe she has a solo podcast.
I mean, I think it's really brave to do a solo podcast as somebody who has a duo podcast.
Wait, I'm trying to think of like what would even...
Because just imagine sitting there talking to yourself out loud for an hour.
I can't. I can't imagine that. I live alone.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, I of course love to talk to myself too, but I don't know. I can't imagine feeling like I had enough. I feel like there'd be so much prep work. The nice thing about having a co-host is it's just a conversation. You don't have to like prep so much.
Totally.
I feel like you'd like I can see obviously there's solo podcasts in the
true
crime and like news and like other, but those are like so prepped fact-based podcasts. It's informational. It's not like
we're doing no prep.
We're not doing informational
side
podcasts.
Only over here.
We're not doing any information on this podcast.
In 7th grade and 8th grade, I did this like thing called forensics, not science, but like speech and debate more or less.
Okay.
And my event was, so a lot of the events were like really intense, like you're going to go to the library for 2 hours and prove something.
Sure.
Where mine was they give you a word
and
you like
something.
Literally, that's what my brother did. And now he's works at,
somewhere.
In a big place I can't name because we are not fucking cutting this. Uncut. The only thing that I approve of that's uncut is this podcast.
Right wow.
Now. Sorry, that was fucked up.
We won't cut that either.
We can't. We literally can't. I'm sorry. It's never too late to stop by the doctor's
voice.
It's never too late to be who you might have been. But I just feel like, so I did this thing and it was called, but his event was like literally like proving an argument. And then my event was like, they would give you one word and you would just have to keep talking about it. So it'd be like blue. And then you'd have to like talk about blue. And I got gold every time.
Good for you.
Yeah. I just could like ramble, ramble.
By that
ramble.
You mean you won gold.
Yeah.
They didn't give you gold, the topic.
So before they called it first and it was a trophy, but like it was gold.
Well, you know, the first trophy I ever won was for my first grade poetry slam. It wasn't really a slam. It was a poetry recitation contest. It was like by grade level. It was at my Catholic elementary school that I went to in Indianapolis for a year and a half.
You've never mentioned that you lived in Indianapolis.
I lived there for a year and a half.
Well, you've never mentioned that.
Have I really not mentioned that? You okay, well, my dad, he had to study out there for a year and a half for pediatrics.
Where was it called?
At the Riley Children's Hospital in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Do you know Terre Haute?
Mm-mm.
They're still allowed to kill people over there.
Okay.
So that's where they send people for death row.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Well, anyway.
And we're against that.
And we're against that, obviously. And anyway, so it was at St. Gabriel's Elementary School and Catholic Church. And it was in the church, and I did a Shel Silverstein poem.
You didn't write it.
It was first grade. It was a recitation. Okay. It was about bringing the poetry to life.
But wouldn't it have been something else if you wrote it?
Well, apparently I won because I was the only kid who didn't have a speech impediment, according to my dad.
Wait, honestly, fucking good for you. That's called Darwinism.
He was like, I think as the older kids went, it got a little bit better. But the first grade contest, it was just, I was the only one who remembered my entire thing. So.
Wait, shout out.
Sorry. So yeah, I've been kind of slaying in the independent theater space for a long time.
In first grade, I wanted the Peacemaker Award.
You know, also in kindergarten at that same school, we did like awards for everybody, and I was so nervous because they were going alphabetically, but they like skipped me, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I'm not getting an award. Turns out I was getting the best for last, which was the Christian Attitude Award.
You've always had a Christian attitude.
I got the Christian Attitude Award in kindergarten.
Wait, and we call that the Mercy Award, and I never got it.
Sorry.
Because when I said I got the Peacemaker Award, I was a little bit lied because everybody got one, and it was like kind of just like a word.
And if you start the trouble and then fix it, are you really the Peacemaker?
No. No. That was my teacher's Valerie Collins. She voted for George W. Bush. I just outed myself my age. She voted for him as a write-in in 2005.
First and last name.
Oh, sweet. Can we keep that, please? Yes. That's actually her maiden name.
Totally, totally. Shit. If you're trying to find her on Facebook.
The name was George W. Bush. Sorry.
Okay.
She got married, which I think she was really excited about. And now I'm making it worse. So sorry.
Welcome back, season two. Have you, anything we need to catch our boys up on from our hiatus? Thank you guys for being patient. I know there were a lot of people in the DMs asking for us to come back, so...
Season one, I talk about my eating thing for way too long. Season two, I talk about healing my gut. So that's a new thing for me. I saw it. I don't
this
want you
season
to...
is sponsored by probiotics.
See, I don't know what to do with those.
I think you just take them and they help. They're for gut health?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But here, I'm worried. Don't feel sad.
I wouldn't.
I saw. I had a psych eval.
Okay.
And I'm worried that you're really excited that I had a psych eval because you're like, about fucking time.
Well, no.
I'm worried that you're going to be like, this wasn't enough. So her big thing was Chinese medicine.
Okay.
And sometimes you do kind of just want one of the normal psychiatrists, kind of like one of the doctor ones.
Yeah.
Not her. So she's just like, here's the thing. You don't need medicine. You just have to heal your gut. And it's like, okay. So now I've been on this like total journey for 2 days where I'm trying to heal my gut.
I don't disagree that healing your gut might help.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know that that's like the end all be all, but I appreciate that. You know, honestly, when you're regular, things are a lot better.
Ew, is that what gut means?
Yeah.
Can we cut this? I thought gut was just kind of just your chi, like your insides.
No, gut health is like, it's
oh,
like,
please, it's over.
It's eating. I was like,
I know it's eating, but I feel like, okay, I feel, it's also like, I don't want to be body weird on this.
Okay, so that's something we're changing for season two.
If I weren't bloated, though, my abs, it's not a crunch issue at this point.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, guys.
I think your abs are beautiful for what it's worth.
Yeah. Imagine when I heal my gut. When I heal my fucking gut, people are going to stop in their tracks.
And your chi while we're at it.
Do I look mad at you? I got a little work on my forehead then.
No, you don't look mad.
Okay.
At me. Okay. Over this. Okay. So we had a fun summer. We were away for a bit. You went to the shore.
I went to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Where I yelled at teens
again.
Did you already do that? No, I am not allowed to yell at teens again. But I was thinking about why I yelled at teens, and I do think it reminded me of Real Housewives.
Yeah.
I think that Real Housewives is kind of like, because I think Real Housewives is good for conflict averse people, because I think it's good to watch people walk into conflict head first.
Totally. And know that you could, it's never too late to be who you might have been.
And that's how it felt yelling at those teenagers, which was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, you've grown since then. Season two now.
No, I would do it again. I would literally do it again. I think I would do it louder.
Better this time.
Yeah.
You learned how to get it.
I'd bring
better.
A shotgun. So I had to cut that, I guess. We don't.
No, this is an anti-gun podcast.
We are anti-gun. Duh.
Duh. Okay, wait. Yeah. All that's good. Okay, I guess should we get into some boys clubs?
I just picked a scab off my leg and I feel gross. I'm sorry.
Well, take it home. Take it home with you.
Wait, so I have boys clubs. I wrote them even in a notes app. Because that's actually me for season two is notes app.
I have one too.
You go first.
Okay. All right. Give me a second. Where's my notes app? All right. All right. So one that I just saw today, this morning, it's women who are lined up outside of a charm bracelet store.
I can't engage with that.
For like a long line down the street.
I made you a bead.
What?
You don't want it.
No, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Okay, I'm not shaming charm bracelets or
no.
anything about
it. It's weird. It's the most vulnerable thing I've done.
No, show me.
No.
Are you going to say anything more about it?
I went with my mom and my brother and my gay brother and my, well, I should, we have to cut that. And my cousin to go beading.
Cute.
And my mom made coconuts for Kamala and I made boys club.
Oh, that's sweet. I want it.
I made you one.
Thank you.
It feels weird.
No, I want to wear one. We can wear it tomorrow to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, that's pretty gay.
No, I think it's beautiful.
It's pretty gay.
That's okay.
When you call it beautiful, see it first. Just see it first. It's also the letters are backwards, but like I was like, I'm done. I'm not going back in. I can't go back into this.
You did it backwards. That's hilarious. That's even better.
Wait, so
because
you saw
then when we
outside.
Take mirror selfies, it'll work.
That was the intention. Now the thing is, not all the letters are backwards.
I'm ready. I'm gonna find a way to title this episode "Boys Club" with some of the letters backwards.
If anyone can, you. If he wanted to, he would.
And if not, me. Who, if not now, when?
If not me, then who?
If not now, then
which
when?
Which is what this organization related to the Army would come to my high school and be like, if not me, then who?
Oh my God. Did you guys have like Army recruiters come? I imagine so, as an all-boys school. That's a boys club.
I don't
club.
Know the answer to that question. Wait, but I cut you off. Women outside of a charm bracelet.
Oh,
store.
Yeah. Anyway, just I'm not coming for charms, bracelets, any of the like. Or, we didn't wait or
in line,
women.
To be clear. We did not wait in a line.
I was just amazed at how many people. I'm always fascinated by how many people are willing to wait in line for things like that.
Well, they're also not like.
Because they feel so novelty. Like, it's like a, like, you know those infinity bracelets that you can get, like, basically, like, welded onto your wrist?
Yes, from Cat Bird.
Yes, I think a couple places do them, but that's one of them. They're called infinity bracelets or something, right?
That would make sense.
Something like that.
There's no class.
Which
they
is
go forever.
Yeah, they just, yeah, whatever. Which I think is cool, that's great, etc. I'm just always amazed at people that are wanting to wait in long, long lines for things like that.
Wait, can you name the store?
Brooklyn Charm.
What? Oh, was it beading?
I don't know.
We think if you're doing that, you're a fucking loser.
That's all what I said.
They're not cheap either. Like,
I know. I'm like waiting in line for a long time to then pay a lot of money for a bracelet, which,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
is what it is. But I don't know. Anyway.
Is it a Taylor Swift thing?
I don't think so. Oh, speaking of, I was trying to go to this restaurant, Lucali, the other day.
You couldn't get in?
Well, it was ended up being closed for the night. There was some private event. But I was nervous we weren't going to get in there because Taylor Swift had been spotted there like a week before. I was like, we'll never go to this place.
Can you even imagine her in Park Slope, right? Or Brooklyn Heights? Maybe?
I know. Imagine that at one point she was out on the streets in the same borough that we're in.
I can barely imagine you over there.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look at your location and I see where you are. And I feel comforted by that.
Oh, yeah. I'm very close to you.
Yeah.
When I'm
like,
there.
Oh, that's nice that he's like nearby.
Yeah. I'm yelling at children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can hear you almost.
Bro. Oh, my gosh. I'm back to, I guess maybe I shouldn't talk about work. I'll say this very lightly.
We can cut it. I don't want us to live in fear.
I know. I'm back to work coaching soccer, and I have a class of 2- and 3-year-olds this year, which is proving to be more difficult than I anticipated. When's the last time you saw a 2-year-old?
I don't think. Can they process information?
See, on the first day, I said, raise your hand if you're 2, and one kid raised her hand. So, and I don't think it's because the rest of them are 3. It's because the rest of them don't know what I'm saying.
Do they sit still?
No, God, no. I realized this. Because I work a lot with 4- and 5-year-olds, too, and they know, like, they go to kindergarten or preschool, and they, like, I think are used to some, like, kind of classroom-type environments or, like, group environments. But I think when you're 2, everybody is, like, it's all about you all the time because you're so little. And, you know, your parents are very focused on you. Your caretakers are very focused on you. Your
gay guys are like that.
Yeah. They're, like, gay. They're like little gay guys. They just want
to
do their own thing.
Don't be offended by that.
No, but seriously, like, they just, like, they don't know how to, like, focus or, you know, they're always kind of running off doing their own thing.
Yeah, I can't even imagine a 2-year-old.
And I'm just trying to get them to use their feet the whole time. I open every practice by saying, what part of our body do we use to play soccer? And they, one kid says feet and the rest of them stare at me like I'm saying something in a language they've never heard.
That one kid's going to be president.
Yeah, well, I mean.
You know the kids that hold little ropes and cross the street together?
Totally.
They yell. Whenever they cross the street, the one near my house, they yell, I think it's, I might get it wrong. Crossing street, walking feet, crossing street. Because I think sometimes when you're a kid, you can kind of just forget.
You kind of forget. You know, it's funny. They also, like, there are so many of the kids, they, in general, in Brooklyn and New York, they, like, you know, they ride their little scooters around.
Yeah.
And I was watching a mom today, like, wheeling the kid on the scooter because, like, they just can't keep up with this big city.
I can't decide if a child would stress me out or heal me. If I'd be like, that's fine. Whatever.
I gotta break something to you.
Neither.
Both, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think a child would be, well, a child now would be, I mean, I think I'd have to move.
Leave New York?
How would I afford a child in this city? I mean, if I had a child right now that I had to take care of, it's a real catch 22 because it's like the only money making opportunities I'm even kind of looking at are based in this city or Los Angeles.
I think you'd make it work, and I think you'd have a whole new hour available to you, and maybe that would pay for the child.
I mean, I guess for at least a year or two, the baby could probably live here, but after a while, it's like, you know, that's a lot of money to spend.
I know. Nobody in my apartment building has a child.
Good.
Not nope. A single person.
I don't think anybody here has a child either.
But they have dogs.
There's some dogs here,
too. His name is Quincy, and the owner, who's an actor, is always kind of, like, mad, and she's, like, always on the phone kind of upset.
Not being booked, I feel.
I know. Well, she's upset. Well, she had a boyfriend, and then they had a fight, and then they broke up, and then they got back together.
The ones you heard through the walls.
Imposter syndrome guy.
Oh, my
God.
The guy
who said he had imposter syndrome. She said, they were fighting because she said that it was embarrassing. This is all true. I was actually like, I literally like shut the porn on the laptop to listen to it. I like shut it down. I was like, this can wait. And
I'm stuck in the dryer. Hold that thought, Tristan.
What porn do you think I'm watching?
No, my favorite genre
is that, like, he's like first in the dryer. Oh my God.
You know the ones I'm talking about?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I've seen an elevator like that.
Of course. I'm sure there could be like stuck in the subway doors. I'm sure that could be something. Yeah. There's a whole category just called stuck.
I feel like porn, like, what I don't like is when you just see how they get, like, don't, like, they just, like, jump to it. And it's like, give us some background, some story. Like, how do they know each other? Like, yeah. What are the stakes involved?
I always find that's something I love about you, that you are a story-driven porn viewer.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I appreciate, as an artist, yeah. I appreciate that. And you know what? I bet the people in the porn industry that are looking to make waves in their storytelling are grateful for people like you.
It's, like, way more interesting when you, like, kind of know background about at least the character.
Yeah, definitely.
What are you studying?
And why are you stuck in the dryer?
Why do you have a C? And what would it take to get to an A? And, like, who's going to be mad if you don't get your grade up?
Totally.
What internship will fire you?
Wow.
I've got to know.
You got to have stakes. But anyway, you shut the porn off and you were listening to these folks through the wall.
She was mad at him, dead ass. She said, you posted, they were fighting before already. And then she was kind of being short and she was like, I will not talk to you when you raise your voice, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
And then he was totally valid. And then, I guess, but he wasn't really talking that loud. And I could hear them both equal.
You were like, speak up over here.
I know. I was like, I hear you both the same volume. And she was mad that he posted on Instagram that he had imposter syndrome. And then she said that was embarrassing.
Wow.
And it's like, bro, I've never heard of you. What do you mean you have imposter syndrome?
That's a woman who hates her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if he slammed the door or she slammed the door, but she never addressed him by name, which I think is really interesting. Like, her name is, she never addressed him. So I'll never, like, I couldn't even.
We don't even know.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was tough.
Well, and they're back together now.
They were back together. Now they're untogether, and she's always upset on the phone.
Yeah, well,
and yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's fighting demons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No doubt. Wait, speaking of dogs in the apartments and stuff, we are watching a dog right now who is so cute. But it was making me think about another boys' club that I've talked about, I think, in our live show before. But people in New York City, in big cities like this, I think New York is probably exclusively where this would be relevant. But people in New York who have big fucking dogs.
Do you think it means they have big homes?
Where?
Yeah, there are.
Even the nicest, biggest house in New York is still not that big for, like, a big ass dog. I saw a massive greyhound on the street the other day.
I love animals publicly, but I kind of am scared of them and I don't really believe in them.
Well, just having this dog here, like, she is, like, kind of probably like the, I would say the biggest dog I would be comfortable having in an apartment, because she's like, I think any bigger, you would just like need more room for it.
Have you met Will DeVito's family dog? It's a cockapoo, and I really want one.
Oh, that's sweet. Roxy. I love any. Wait, where's. Okay, look at this fucking dog. Where is that staying?
That's too big. It's a horse. That man, that's a really interesting man. That's a DJ. He's a DJ. That's John Summit.
Really?
No, but like it looks, doesn't he look like DJ Vibes? I think if you're wearing slides with socks, you're the hottest person I've ever seen.
Wow.
Like a hoodie, shorts, slides with socks.
I'm Connor has a crush on every basketball player.
Wait, I do have a crush on this person. I love you. I love you.
And his big ass dog, his horse.
I love you.
Like you could ride, somebody could ride that thing. That is a horse.
Yeah, that's really gross. Huge testicles. Huge, like literally, like
on the man or the dog.
Like you should be doing self checks.
Yeah, self checks. No, that's just a big, big dog.
Not on the man. Maybe on the man.
We can't see from this angle. But anyway, I just am always. It just feels like it's not. There should be a size limit
to the dog that you can have in New York.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like, is it unfair to the dog to raise them here?
That's what I'm saying. It just feels like it's like tough to, I don't know. I mean, it's stressful enough to be a person in New York. I can't even imagine.
I know. It's yeah. Wait, I'm going to get to my boys clubs. Okay. So I have three, but we don't need to do them all. I went to a wedding. I got invited to a wedding. It was a straight wedding. I got invited to a wedding.
It's wedding season. So many people are getting married right now.
Okay. Well, I was only invited to one and now I'm kind of pissed.
Well, Will and Jen have been going to weddings like every weekend.
I saw. Oh, do you think I'll go to their wedding? We have to cut that.
No, and I think yes.
Fucking.
That was no to cutting and yes to going. By the way,
she's at a wedding right now.
That's what I'm saying.
I love Jen. She's the only person. Well, anyway. So here's what I'm gonna say. So I get invited to this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't RSVP, and then I get two texts from the bride, and I feel like. Don't be the gay guy that the bride has to text for her wedding to see if you're coming. That's so bad vibes. And then I was like, I have to go to this wedding, but I wasn't.
Were you not RSVPing because you were trying to kick the rock down the road?
I was just like, I'm not sure if I'm going to this. I'm probably not going to this. I like don't really want to go to this, but like I don't really feel like RSVPing. And like also you have to like mail it back. And it's like, I'm not gonna. I don't even know where the mail is. Like I can't mail anything back. Like no, I'm not doing that. So I just like never RSVP'd.
Sure.
And then. Ultimately, I didn't have to because I got the text. So if you just wait it out, you don't have to go to the mailroom.
Right. You can just be the gay guy that the bride has text.
Exactly. And, well, I was nervous because I was, like, supposed to go alone because, like, wasn't allowed to bring a plus one. If I was, I would have brought my boyfriend, season two. But I wasn't allowed to bring them. And so I was like, well, I'm still going to go. So I was, like, decided to go because I can't live in fear.
Yeah.
I was like, I have to be able to go to these things by myself. So, like, I literally went. It was in Philadelphia, and I, like, stayed at my parents' house, which was nice because I took my dad to, like, a farmer's market, and he was, like, broke his brain that we would stop at a farmer's market. And it's like, what do you do all day?
Yeah.
That's what people do. They just, like, go to farmer's markets.
And especially when you're semi-employed.
I know. So, in the summer, not employed at all. So, we went, and we got, like, nice things for my mom, and I was like, you can do romantic shit like this. Surprise her. Shock her. Keep her on her toes. Get her some flowers, man.
Yeah. Shock her. Surprise her. I have three gay sons.
Buy me eight apples that I leave at home and don't eat a single one of that you, yeah. So he said these are really big apples, and I was like, weird to food shame. Okay. Really weird to food shame. Now I'm scared of them. Oh, but the wedding. So we go to the wedding, and I was like, this is so beautiful. I love the union of love, and it was like the prettiest experience of my life. I was gonna leave at 9, and I was there until 2.
Wow. AM.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I'm glad you had that much fun.
I like love. If you're having a wedding, I would like to come.
Okay.
And I'm
a call out.
Because it's seriously, the wedding's not about you.
No.
Do you remember in Princess Diaries when she's like, if I were to stop saying I and realize there's 7 billion people in the world, then I could be Amelia Mionette Thermopolis. Do you remember that part at the end?
Vaguely, yes.
We'll watch it later. But I feel like that's you at a wedding. It's like no one cares about you. You have to like relax.
It is nice to not be, on the sidelines. Yes. And I love a wedding where I have yet to go to a wedding where I have any obligations. I haven't been that close to any of the, I've only been to my cousin's weddings.
Yeah.
So like I'm not like a wedding party or anything. Yeah. So, like, I haven't had, like, any jobs to do, but I just come and hang out, and that's, like, always very nice.
People are going to try to make you give a toast and think it's going to be funny.
And they are going to be disappointed.
Do you not want to give a funny toast?
It depends on whose it is, I think.
I don't think it's the time or the place.
Well, I feel like the standard format and
this, except for Tina Sieben's toast was really funny.
That was funny. Like the standard format is the bridesmaid getting up and being like, you have been my best friend forever. And then, like, the best man getting up at me, like, remember when we got fucked up? Like, it's so classic every time. It's pretty predictable, so.
Yeah, I just also think the risk reward of a funny toast, Tina Sieben is an exception to the rule, is like really low. It's like high risk, low reward.
Yeah. I think if you are close to the person and it feels appropriate, I don't think it should be entirely funny. It's just that generally speaking, most people don't
have a sense of humor.
Have a sense of humor, know how to write, know how to speak in public. Like, it's just not a skill that a lot of people actually have.
If we're not doing funny toasts, you shouldn't be doing funny toasts. Sit this one out.
It's also like, I'm not being paid.
I know. I know. That so wait, but it was really
lovely.
So
was your boys club going to a wedding solo or just weddings in general?
I guess like all of the above at the end of the day. Like
a lot of boys clubs at weddings.
So many boys clubs. Like there were two gay tables and the bride had put pop. So it was kind of like an interesting wedding because she's like a dancer.
They put you at an all gay table?
Except for one straight couple, straightest couple you've ever met.
Did you get to be put at the gay table?
There were two gay tables. I was at one of the two gay tables.
Were you at the better gay table?
We don't have to cut this. No. Keep it. No, I don't think so. I wanted to be at the other one.
Wow. Okay, that's the worst.
She had poppers on both gay tables.
Are you fucking serious?
She's like an ally.
That is hilarious.
It was a guy on the Bucknell football team marrying a girl who went to University of the Arts and was a dancer. So it was kind of like an interesting meeting of the minds. UNC School of the Arts? University of the Arts in Philadelphia, which did close down. Deep cut, it just closed. Sorry.
School's closed.
Schools come and go.
Apparently.
My therapist says relationships are time bound. So are schools.
So are schools.
They're going to close.
Okay. Well,
the straightest couple ever sits down. Could you imagine being a straight couple and sitting at a table at a wedding
and trying poppers for the first time?
It's all gay guys. You sit there and you're just like, these are all gay fellas.
Yeah. And was it all gay guys that knew each other or what?
I knew three gay guys, but they weren't my dates at all. One was Nick. We don't have to cut that. Freaking love Nick. He's back in the city. And then two gay guys, that one of which I had met, but I didn't remember. That's how you want it to be.
Slay.
And then two other ones that I'd never met.
Okay.
And that was it. And then the straight couple sits down and they're like, everyone introduces themselves. And then the woman just says, what a handsome group of fellas. She was gorgeous.
How old was this couple?
Had to be 30. It's hard to tell with
straight couples.
So it wasn't
like an older couple?
No, she was with child, I believe.
Okay.
And I actually had pointed her out at the wedding when we were all sitting there and was like, that woman looks like Gwyneth Paltrow. She's gorgeous.
And then they came and sat with you.
Yeah. And wow. I didn't tell her that because I didn't want to be weird.
Do you think they were the best allies at the whole place? That's why they got sent over? Maybe she has a gay brother or something.
I think they were left over.
I love that she said, look at this handsome group of fellas.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I think she lied.
I love that it looks like just like a bunch of like loose guys.
I know. I was like, girl, you should see the other gay table. You'd lose your mind.
We're not even at the good one, bitch. That's so funny.
Yeah. But I loved it. I loved the union of love. I have nothing else to say about this.
That's great. What's your other boys
called? Oh, you actually want to hear them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so
we're back. We're season two. We got to get into it.
I really am working on healing my gut and becoming a better person because I've decided, I feel like sometimes I feel like a 30-year-old. Sorry. Like, I feel that way. Like, I feel like a 30-year-old man. Mm-hmm. And then other times I feel like a child who's loose on the run.
Definitely.
And it's like, well, could we maybe lean into the 30-year-old man part? Like a protector, someone that can be relied upon.
Yeah.
Someone who's like showing up. Because like my dad was a father at 30. And it's kind of like, maybe like do your best.
Does that make you feel, when you think about that, does that make you feel like, oh my God, I can't believe my dad at my age had that much responsibility? Or does it make you feel like, a little bit more, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I wonder if being put in that situation would bring out some sort of like I have the privilege of not having to be the most mature version of myself, I think, because I don't have any dependents and I don't have anything really to worry about but myself. I'm very lucky in that way that I just like wake up and worry about me for the most part. And like, obviously Maddie and my loved ones and whatever, but like, I don't have anybody depending on me. I have no one to take care of. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think I have to be the most like, you know, care-driven version of myself.
Yeah.
But I wonder if, like, having a kid would bring that out of me and I would be a different, like, I would feel older, maybe.
Yeah, it would streamline your priorities.
I think so, too. I think it would make you feel older, for sure.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like, being in your 20s and 30s is a lot about, like, that balance of feeling, oh, because I feel that, too, really. There's times where I'm like, oh, I'm almost 27, like, I'm feeling a bit, like, more mature and just like that I'm actually like an adult and I'm like, I don't know, I'm feeling that a little bit, and that like I'm feeling more steady in myself, more steady in like my career and who I am and everything. But also at other times I'm like, I feel like I'm a kid and I don't know what I'm doing and I don't know what's next and I don't know anything. And totally. So it's such a balance, I think.
And I think that this life that we've chosen especially compared to when I think back to like being a marketing model exec.
Guru,
yeah, was this world kind of invites us to like give into every emotional whim that we have at any given time. Because I don't even know if that's like an excuse or if that's true, but like we're not very structured. We'll give ourselves structure, but like
it's on us to do.
Yeah. And like we're just like creating things that a lot of times people aren't even asking for. And it's not like we're like meeting deadline. Like it's kind of just like
a lot of time people aren't asking
literally
for.
Like this right now. And it's like that.
No, people asked for us to come back.
Yeah, they fucking did. That's right. And I just feel personally like what would, I'm just trying to like, maybe there's a way to like get rid of, this ends with me saying I'm going to yoga. This ends with me saying,
yeah,
I really like yoga. I go to a place near you. It smells like balls. I mean that good.
Okay.
And it's fascinating because it's just like for 60 minutes, you're just like in this room with like a bunch of like marketing guru tech guys from Williamsburg with their shirts off and you're like holding a tree pose. And then you're like picturing yourself as a child, but also just like molecules shooting through the space. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It really is like it silences the brain.
Yeah.
It's very centering.
Very centering. I haven't done yoga in a long time, but
I want you to come with
it's
me.
It's one of those things I really want to get back in. I say back into, like I was ever really into it, but I would love to be able to do it because first of all, my hips, speaking of feeling older, my hips are so fucked. I think that I permanently fucked up my hips from soccer.
I hate that my sentence is, I think I permanently fucked up my hips from spin class. I do, though. I think SoulCycle, like, fucked me up.
Yeah. What part of your hips hurt?
This part all the time.
Right here?
Yeah.
You think it's, like, the part that's, like, connected to your quad?
I think it's my hip flexors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, so it connects through, like, you're saying it's not, like, the back by the butt, like,
no,
more hamstring?
No, 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 no.
Yeah. I feel like it's quads, too. Which could be very right for...
Twin flames.
Spin class. Yeah, honestly, twin flames. We should go get our hips worked out.
Do they have... Oh, at yoga.
Well, at yoga, and then we could go get, like, a sports massage or something.
Wait, that's sick. Let's do that.
We should book a couple sports massages.
Acupuncture. I told you that Chinese medicine woman was like, you need acupuncture.
Okay.
She's like, you don't need meds, you need acupuncture. And it was like, okay.
Interesting. Around the brain.
I see her again in 2 months, and we'll check in.
Okay, we'll check in. We'll, okay.
I was actually scared to tell you that.
Boys, don't be scared to tell me
I
that.
I wasn't scared, but I was like, what if you're like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, we've been waiting for the psyche valve for months. There was such a wait list, and then you get in there, and she's like, go get acupuncture.
Fascinating.
Heal your gut.
Well, I mean, I guess those aren't like bad things to suggest, but it's like, is that the best? I mean, I'm also not trying to like push, you know, medicine on anybody because I think they're doing a fine job pushing medicine on all of us. But anyway, acupuncture is just an interesting.
It's hard that we can't cut things anymore.
I thought that was just for. I mean, if we let me just look at the time thing. Oh my god, we're only at 31 minutes. Damn.
Time flies when you're censoring yourself. Never mind.
Okay. What was I going to say about yoga?
And then afterwards, you're just sort of like in a locker room with a bunch of like naked hot Williamsburg execs. And you're like, I don't care about this anymore because I've just like been changed. But then at the same time, you're like, but if I ever were to have an encounter with a hot Williamsburg exec, I'm the best version of myself literally right now. So it's like, this would be the time.
It's kind of like putting you in this exact, like, I feel like it's the final test of yoga is that they like, they put you in this room and they teach you to center yourself and lose your ego and think about your breath and just be there. And then they throw you into a locker room with all these hot men shirtless. And then you have to say,
pantsless.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But it's the final test.
That is crazy. That's like when you do mushrooms and you figure out like the secret to the universe, but then you have a stomach ache and you're like, I know what I need to do. As soon as my stomach starts hurting, I know exactly what I need to do.
Dude, shrooms will fuck your stomach up.
I know. Not in a gross way.
No, not in a gross way, but in a way that like...
Maybe in a gross way.
Well, I don't remember if it was like that bad, but the few times I've done shrooms, especially if you eat them like just the plant, like it does make your stomach feel kind of crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
I've never eaten just the plant because I'm scared of the dosage of that. That freaks me out.
Yeah. I mean, you can definitely get... You're definitely like raw dogging it for sure.
I need like an FDA unregulated chocolate bar that's like also.
They sell it at a bodega.
They do. No, I'm over that. Now I order it from the internet. I haven't done it in a while, but I get it from the internet.
Yeah. I know all these like bodegas that were selling weed are like totally getting cracked down now.
Yeah, I just passed one in like freaking Times Square. And it's like, how are you guys living and like secretly doing this? You're like in the center of the universe.
I mean, I guess nobody's there paying attention to it. I don't know.
Are they cracking down on mushrooms?
I don't know.
or like other stuff?
Well, now that so weed legalized in 2021 in New York, and since then I think just like the infrastructure and like the steps of like getting a legal dispensary license,
sure,
have like just taken certain dispensaries a while. So like all these bodegas popped up that were like legally selling weed because it was legal now, but like they didn't have the right licensure or anything like that. But now that there's actual dispensaries that have like all the paperwork done and everything and actually sell like licensed weed, I think it's just making it easier for them to spot the illegal ones and get them out of there.
Wait, we don't have to cut this. I've been taking melatonin for 2 days.
Okay.
I have been having really great sleep and really intense dreams.
Wow.
In my dream last night, Lisa Traeger told me I need to chill out. I'm not even kidding you. I was visited by Lisa Traeger.
Wow.
Can we keep that?
Yeah. Lisa, if you're listening, visit my dreams.
She's like, you need to chill out.
You know, I could see her saying that.
Yeah, I know. It was, no, the melatonin, your dreams are like really intense. And then you wake up with a rock on, because you're an REM, and that's like where the rock ons come.
Yeah, wow.
I think I've been having like a lot of REM. I've done melatonin for literally 2 days, but I didn't think it's like changed my life. Both nights I was like super intense sleep.
Yeah, I have been having really intense, like vivid dreams since I started Lexapro.
What about?
Anything.
Are you mad at me in your dreams?
No.
Sometimes.
No.
You hesitated.
I was just thinking back to try to remember some of them, but I don't think so. They're always just like really vivid and really like, I don't know. They're always, I don't know. There's just like a lot happening in them. They're very like, I don't know. I always
feel rooted in reality.
Like vaguely, in the way that dreams always do, where it's like there's something or someone that is like vaguely realistic, but the rest of it's kind of a made up situation and it's not even really where it's like when you dream, do you see what you're like? Are you in them or are you looking at yourself?
In them.
Yeah. I think me too.
I'm not looking at myself.
But I feel like I can't quite, like, it's like flashes of an image. It's not like a, like, I'm not, like, watching, like, a full, like, I am, but then when I think back on it, it's not, like, a full movie in my head. It's, like, little flashes of a something, and I'm, like, piecing together what it was.
Mine really is. Last it's night, like a I full... opened for Mariah Oxley.
Oh, sweet.
So she hears this if you need an opener.
Mariah, if you're listening, I love her. Hear.
But then I was confused about it. I was like, am I doing it? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But are you, like, if you, like, think back, like, when you wake up and you're thinking back on your dream, can you see, like, a full, like, movie playback of what it was just now?
Probably not the entirety, but I can remember, especially from the last night, like, a lot of specific, but that's new with melatonin, like, a lot of very specific moments.
Yeah. But is it, like, yeah, you, like, close your eyes and it's, like, you remember, like, you're telling me the story of, like, what happened, but you're just seeing, like, little flashes of, like, images, basically?
Yeah. I think like the last two nights I really moved about the dream in a normal way.
Dreams are so weird because I feel like every time, yeah, it almost is like I have a memory of a dream. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Anyway.
My other boys club is pool.
Oh, yeah. We played pool the other day. You were good.
I think that I have a, don't say that.
You hit some
Nico.
In.
Nico. What? You gotta have higher expectations. You cannot. Wait, I'm like, never mind. I can't play pool. I'm not good at it, but I have a growth mindset.
We played pool the other day with our friends Sam and Luke and at this bar in Bushwick, and I thought it was really fun.
No, I really liked it.
Yeah.
I liked
Which is very boys club of us.
I think that the game, if I were like giving feedback, if the creator pool wanted it, I think that it should be two shots. Two shots would allow for more strategy, not that I would implement, but that other people with more skill would implement. Because I think that you should be able to be like, I'm going to put the ball here and then there.
Mm.
Kind of like golf.
Yeah.
Whereas right now, the idea that you're just like a one shot thing, I do think that we're like sleeping on a bit of opportunity here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that there are like, it's, I think I was telling you this too. Like, I think it's similar to cards where there's like multiple sort of, there's like a main pool, billiards, whatever, which is what we played. And I think there's other games too that like have things like that.
I want to play pool, but I want it to be in private and I want no one to look at me play it. And then like everyone turns around and then you see kind of, oh, what happened?
Right.
Because there's no pretty way to hit the ball. Actually, there is. You hit it pretty. You're like good at it.
Thank you.
It's kind of explosive.
Well, if I were to give you one point of feedback, it would just be that I think your stance would make it, it would make it easier if you stood a little closer.
Yeah, I had a fucking ugly ass stance. And an ugly ass stance. It's so awkward. There's all these people around. They're like, oh, they brought their kind of quirky friend, their kooky friend to play pool. They're like, isn't that nice that they're like kind of doing charity work with this guy, teaching him to play pool?
There's a Make-A-Wish pool game happening.
I know. And then it's so awkward because I hit someone with my stick and then they turned around and then I'm aware that they like watched me.
Wait, did you hit them?
By axe, yeah.
I know, because we were playing in this bar where like on one side of the table, if you really like, you know, pulled it back, you could have really hit somebody at the bar for sure.
We should like really get into freaking billiards, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, like, do they
I love pool.
Do they have one over at Ray's, which is far from here?
They do. There's also one at the Palace.
The Palace. Oh. I have to go there. Are we going to do a bar crawl this year?
I hope so. We
should
do another
one. I would love to do a bar crawl. Wait, I would love to do a bar crawl. Please do a bar crawl.
No, we'll do
another one. Oh, I don't want to go there. I don't like that one.
You didn't like that one?
No.
Why?
Well, we're not cutting this, right?
Sure.
It was kind of just like, okay, maybe I don't like the end of a bar crawl.
Was everybody too fucked up?
No. Here's the thing. No, I'm going to describe kind of just like a heated conversation between and... It was kind of just like, this is a lot.
Well, okay. I think that there's an opportunity for us to do it with a different.
I think for me, it's almost like the thing with a bar crawl, it's kind of like, know when to go, know when to leave.
Yeah.
Sometimes not having a reason to stay is enough of a reason to leave.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you got to kind of like pack it up after.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the last person at the bar crawl.
No. But yeah, no, we should do that again. That was really fun.
And I left to buy a Quest bar, but I wouldn't do that anymore because I'm done Quest bars. I'm healing my gut.
You're healing your gut.
No, I literally am. Like, I went to Trader Joe's and I got like, nah, I don't know if there's any better, but now I'm eating like sushi and also Cheerios, which I hope are good for your gut.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think anything with fiber is good for your gut.
I'm going to tell you, Quest bars have so much fiber.
Yeah, and a lot of protein.
It's like so much fiber. They have so much fiber that you're like, how am I alive? Like,
yeah.
How is my stomach inside?
Why do they have so much fiber?
Because the fake shit that they put in stuff like that has so much fiber.
Wow.
So I'm talking bread. I'm talking...
Do you want like natural fiber sources?
I want to feel perfect.
Prunes, pears. Okay. What do you mean by that?
I just want to feel really good and have... I feel like for
like
a long
good
time...
good gut health.
Yeah. Like for a long time, I felt like tired all the time and I was like almost like disassociating from who I am, which is such a waste to be this.
It is.
And I feel like part of that is that I just like always feel like tired and weird. And I think like cutting back on like the fake nonsense that I'm putting into myself will like help me feel myself again.
Yeah. Maybe also not watching the news at night.
I'm only on Twitter now. Which is worse.
Which
somehow.
Is worse.
Somehow worse.
Somehow worse. You know how Twitter X, whatever, sometimes gives you those like...
Morbid knowledge.
But also, do you get notifications that are like not notifications? It's just like somebody tweeted that you've like never heard of.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean?
Do they pay for that?
I don't know, but it's like sometimes Twitter will just give me, like, because I don't really go on there that often, and I don't tweet, so, like, I'm never getting notifications for anything, like, real, for the most part, but yeah, every once in a while, people post show stuff on there, but I'll just get ones, and I got one today that was, like, from which Trump relative, like, came out with a book? Was it Laura Trump?
Probably.
And it was, like, if you need another reason to vote for Kamala, and I didn't read the tweet, but...
That's funny.
Yeah. Wait, that's the other thing. Wait, this is also a boys club. I sent you this that was on Twitter, which is an ad for Hinge. Hinge has done these campaigns usually during Pride Month, but maybe they're doing them all over the time now, and especially in Brooklyn where we live.
Yeah, they're
that
really
are targeted at queer people. And I say that targeted.
And you mean queer.
And
queer.
And I mean targeted in a derogatory sense, they're coming for us. No, they put these, they just always make me laugh because I'm like, it feels like somebody, they probably have a gay person on the marketing team or something, but like, it just like is always funny to me what they come up with. But this one, because it's always like, you know, their campaign is called the Not Frequently Asked Questions. And it's like things that people don't usually think about. And I think it was like maybe started from like a non-binary person being like, where do I fit on this? And like, so I think it's coming from a good place, but it's like many capitalistic things has gone too far. And now they have these Hinge ads that say, how do I recover from accidentally misgendering while trying to flirt?
Who's asking that?
I know, and also I'm just like,
babe, onwards and upwards.
Yeah, it's like you gotta apologize and move on. And if that person doesn't want to see you anymore than that, you have to just move on.
Remember 2 years ago when Damien Cronfeld said on this podcast, make an educated guess?
Yeah.
I think that was really important.
I'm with him
I
on
know.
That. Because I think, well, he and I speak about this a lot, and just the way that like there is this like left-leaning person, especially in Brooklyn, people who are like, because we talk about this a lot, and I think a lot of trans people feel this, like when you are outside of like we are in a bubble of like highly educated people in terms of like their education surrounding like queerness and transness vis-a-vis them being in the queer and trans community and or closely associated to it because they live in Brooklyn. But when you go outside of the city and you go somewhere else, you know, people in the street are never going to they them me, because they're just going to see me as a dude, and they're just going to do it's never going to cross their mind. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a great thing, that they're not making space for non-binary people. They just like don't see that in their day-to-day life, so it doesn't come to them naturally. Whereas in the city, people are more likely to misgender me as like with like neutral they them pronouns, so they think, or something, because they just clock me as trans, and they think that like, oh, I should make it known that I know that about you. And it's like, that is not necessarily the best way to go about that.
I don't know if this is relevant, but I feel like the version of that for gay guys is that gay guys assume that everyone who's gay has the same relationship to their gayness and also to sex that they do. Mm-hmm. So then they're walking out and it's like, oh, we're all allowed to talk about these things like really publicly and openly because we all have the same relationship that I do. And it's like, no, everyone has a very different relationship to like their pronouns, their identity, yeah, sexual, all of it.
Yeah. And so I think it's, I don't know, but it is like this very, I mean, this happens to me at shows sometimes where somebody will, they'll bring like, you know, sometimes people bring comics up by saying this person or this comic or they, just to like conceal who it is. But some like, and I don't have a problem with that if like everybody on the lineup is being used they, them pronouns, just like neutral and just conceal who's coming up. But if you're going to use gendered pronouns, like, people's Instagram bios are right there. Check them.
Sometimes at my job.
Or ask people.
And I'm not saying which job, so you don't know. But at my job, if there's someone who I'm like, I'm pretty sure that you're headed somewhere, I will kind of really work overtime to not gender them. But out of the goodness of my heart, it is not clear to me.
Yeah.
It is not clear to me.
That's something I run into with like the kids where I'm like, I don't know if I don't want to pry or ask or make you uncomfortable or whatever. And it's like one of those things where it's like, you know, technically, I guess we should be asking everybody for their pronouns to make it like...
Wait, well, that's my big thing. This is my whole fucking thing. Kamala.
Because and this is a call to you now directly.
Well, actually, she's good at this. But Kamala. We've talked about this before, but it's been so many episodes. Kamala like went on, not this instance either, saying if you're a cis person and you just like say your pronouns, I'm very pro that. I think that's very good.
Yeah.
Because you are opening up a space for it to not be weird to be like, I'm they, them.
Yeah.
And that's the person who would feel weird potentially doing it in many of these spaces.
Right.
So her going on like Chris Cuomo, fuck that guy, keep it, his show. And she's like, I'm Kamala Harris, she, her. And he's like, oh, I'm Chris Cuomo, I guess shame or something. And it's like, Chris, can you just say him and be normal or not address it?
Are
like,
you kidding me, Chris Cuomo?
He sucks cock.
He does.
He sucks fat cock.
He does. Because he got in trouble, right, already? He can't,
for so many things.
For
I'm
like
sure.
sexual yeah, allegations, sucks. Right?
I don't know, but we're not gutting it.
Sorry. Okay. I don't want to. No, the wrong Cuomo. It. But there, the other Cuomo did too, right?
Andrew, yeah, they're both like the governor. Shitty guys.
Remember when there was that whole time in COVID where the two of them were like yucking it up on TV? And it's like, we're in the midst of a crisis. Yeah. Can you two shut
and
the fuck up?
And they're doing
their FaceTime
PowerPoint show at Easy Lover. And it's like,
literally,
shut up. Get
literally,
off our TV
screens. We don't care how many people have died. Oh,
yeah,
my
it was really
God.
Crazy.
It's
that was insane.
Nuts. It's like,
well, they've both been canceled pretty hard.
That's what I'm saying. So it's interesting that he's back. But.
Oh, no, he's back on, like, a Republican news network. So this was maybe 4 years ago that this happened. But I'll never forget.
Jesus. And what's his problem that he can't be, like, isn't he gay?
No, but because that hot cousin, I'm not saying whose hot cousin. Is gay.
Looks
and they
like
have the
him.
Same energy.
Totally.
That
totally,
I think
totally.
When people have the same energy, I think that they're both probably gay.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Ugh. I know. Anytime people... but anyway, all this to say, I think how did we get on this topic of pronouns?
I don't know, freaking love
pronouns
it.
And stuff.
We're freaking out here waging war.
Yeah, wow. Okay, I mean, also speaking of like political stuff, the last time we were recording the election, this was before
undoubtedly
so many things. I mean,
I know. I mean, I had
I think
a
Biden was
guy.
Still I
sorry, it's so gross.
He's getting that checked.
Watch maybe and it's just like, if I did that, then the whole side community would crumble.
Yeah.
It would be like when Macklemore relapsed.
Well, you're the
like, you're our leader.
You're the pillar holding it up. Yeah.
I think I am. I really do feel that
the
I am.
The most vocal side, that's for sure.
I know.
Because last time we were recording, I think Biden was still the candidate.
He definitely was.
Yeah. So.
But then one day I went to see Twister with Maddie, Will, and Jen, and right as the movie, and Kenzie, and right as the movie was starting, it was like, okay, something has changed.
Something
has dropped out.
Things have changed.
Something has changed.
Things have changed. Yeah, I, thank God. I mean, obviously we're still between a rock and a hard place, but.
No, I love her. I can't pretend to not love her on this. Wait, that's my new thing for season 2. I do love Kamala. I can't pretend to not love
Kamala.
Okay. Is that okay?
You can have any opinion you want.
I love Kamala.
But I will say my truth as well, which is that I think I think she is a wildly better option than Trump. She is a wildly better option than Biden. She's youthful. She is, you know, seems like she wants to do a good job in whatever facet she can. I don't think that she or any president of the United States would have been able to help the atrocities in Gaza, because that is just not, I mean, if you look at the last 50 years of the American imperialist playbook of foreign affairs, there's never been, nor will there ever be, probably a president that does the right thing in those ways. We are so entrenched in imperialism and white supremacy, it's ridiculous. All that to say, that doesn't excuse what's happening or that any of them don't have a hand in it. So I don't know. I just, there's a lot of people, I think, like left-leaning people who are like anti-Kamala because they think that she's committing genocide, which is like, she does have a role, a high up role in that. That said, swap her out for anyone else and it would have been the same. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, which isn't, again, is not an excuse. I'm just saying anybody who is like not wanting to vote for her because of that, I think is a bit short-sighted on what else is at stake for people who are very vulnerable in the United States, who would be very vulnerable to a Trump presidency. So that's my,
I think, also
take on it.
Especially like outside of New York, where like in New York, I imagine it's always going to be kind of like amazing to be like queer, etc.
Yeah.
What about the other places?
That's what I mean.
It's,
yeah,
it's not like that elsewhere.
It's, yeah.
Queer,
it's
or
like
a woman.
Women,
at all.
Queer people, trans people, yeah. Migrants. There's a lot of people who are very much at risk. And obviously, like, I know there's probably so many points where Kamala is not great either. Mm. Once again, I just don't have that high of expectations from a U.S. presidency, period, for like doing the right things.
Yes.
It's really just like these. I'm hoping, it seems like she would be inclined to get, you know, abortion access back on track and you know, maybe calm down some of the rhetoric around queer and trans people and calm it down a little bit. I mean, yeah, we'll see. But
I'm worried everyone's going to think I'm illiterate.
You're not illiterate.
I know it's a messy world.
Yeah.
Those two people in particular, Tim Walz and Kamala Harris, have always been very good queer advocates.
Yeah.
She was out there approving marriage licenses like before anyone.
Yeah.
Didn't I send you that video?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Being like, it's gonna be a fun day.
Yeah,
when, prove it. Do
it's
it.
Gonna be a fun day.
It's gonna be a fun day, let's go.
I love what, yeah, when she gets on the phone, let him do it. What does she say? Or
she's, I don't like, even know. She's like, yeah, we're doing it.
She's like on the phone with the judge and is like, I overrule or whatever. I forget what she says. Something.
And then
like,
I also,
it's gonna
think,
be a fun,
yes,
day.
Tim Walz, like,
there's
running,
gonna be a lot of glitter.
She's so funny. And then Tim Walz, like, running a gay whatever club in like 1999.
GSA.
It's like Matthew Shepard era. Like,
yeah,
it's such a long time ago. In freaking Minnesota, wherever it was, one of those random loser states. Sorry, keep it.
That's the, no, Minnesota's cool. Minneapolis is actually really cool.
I know. I'm going to a wedding there in a couple months.
Okay, well, full circle.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I agree. I think that they are more capable than we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Which,
wait,
is good.
Should I shift gears?
We can shift gears.
We don't have to shift gears.
I just, yeah, I always just laugh at people in general who are rocking merch of any political organization, because I'm just like,
my mom, Coconuts for Kamala.
Well, at least she spelled it right, I guess.
I know. I love her. I also
don't, of course, obviously, anybody who is, you know, I think it is still really exciting that we could have a woman president and a black woman at that. Like, I mean, obviously, that's also incredible for, I don't know, just hope and people and positive things. And it's crazy that, like, the two presidents that we've had in the last, like, couple decades that have actually, like, I don't know, given hope to a lot of, like, people and young people have been the two black candidates we've had.
I know.
It's like, wow, it seems like, you know, moving away from the straight white guys is a positive.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Although I really loved Gretch.
Who's Gretch?
Gretchen Whitmer. I loved her. She was big Gretch. She's the other one, Michigan. I was a big fan. Wait, not enough to speak about it. And we can't edit this. So it's like, if it gets dry, just skip ahead. You can do 15 seconds at a time, right? Maybe 30 at a time. Just skip ahead if you're bored.
We're actually getting close to the hour mark.
Here's what I'll say. The last thing I'll say is every Saturday I go to the Fort Greene Park and I buy clothes off a man who founded a tech company.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing this literally
every week.
And
that's redistribution of wealth on a local level.
It literally is. It's always either a man who founded a tech company or a woman who works in TV production that pretends not to know who I am. And I'm not even kidding you, bro. I swear to God, this has happened multiple times.
Wow. And it's like, are you close to anyone in casting or
Hello?
What's going on? Yeah.
One woman, she worked at A24 and she was selling her like Patagonia that said A24 on it. And I was like, okay. And then what I like about buying stuff off a person with a rack is,
mm-hmm,
that you Venmo them and then you get their name and then you get everything from there.
Right.
Once you have someone's name,
you have everything.
It's an open door.
No, it really is. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's
so like, I bought this and I bought that other thing and that other thing. I'm never going to buy a house.
Well, that's okay. I don't think any of us are.
I know. Really?
Well, I mean, not at these rates, but apparently interest rates are coming down, whatever the fuck that means.
Well, I'm not ready.
Yeah, I'm not either.
No.
Yeah, I think we could maybe afford a house in, like...
Upstate.
Anchorage, Alaska.
I can't go there.
Yeah, I don't even know. That's, I'm speaking out of my ass. Maybe housing in Alaska is really... I'm just thinking...
You know where I'd buy a
house?
We'd
have to get way out of the city.
I think that North Carolina could really be a haven for us.
Oh, yeah, like Asheville or something?
Totally, I really believe that.
I'm going to Raleigh.
You're touring in Raleigh.
I am touring. Yeah, I'll get to that in a second.
At
Wait,
Cat's Cradle.
I want to give a big shout out to my alma mater, Wake Forest University. Not the university itself, but the women's soccer team on which I played. Whatever. I played on the women's soccer team there at Wake Forest, and they are currently ranked number 13 in the country, and they just beat number 2 Virginia at Virginia 3-0. And they just beat number 1 Stanford 1-0 at home. Shout out if any of you happen to be listening. I'm very proud as an alum. And they better be ranked number 1 in the country next week, which is pretty fucking exciting. So,
I'm fucking proud of you.
Just to give people
I'm proud of them.
Yeah, thank you.
And with that
Go
being
Deeks.
Said,
Go Deeks.
In addition, this morning I bought a shirt from a Wake Forest alumni.
No way.
Named Ben.
Show me.
Well, I think he's older, and he founded a company called Miller Running. I bought a shirt off him. I bought two shirts off him.
Wait, I'm going to look him up to see.
He's hotter in person. He needs to change his picture.
He needs to get
like in person. I was like, literally, I was like leaking. I was like, oh my God.
From your gut?
Ew. Is that feces when people say that? They should keep that to themselves.
Maybe.
He got a BS from Wake Forest.
Oh, a BS. That's.
Oh, it's called Miler Running.
Okay, I'm looking him up.
I bought 2 Club Monaco shirts off him.
Well, I don't know if that's him. All right. Anything else we want to talk about? Oh, we have some stuff coming up. Well, also, boys, thank you for your patience as we were off for a little while. We've got some really exciting stuff coming up. We're going to have some cool other stuff for you guys coming out.
We're not starting a men's apparel company.
We're not starting about. No, it's still going to be in the,
that would be crazy,
the comedy
right?
general space, as that's really what we work.
You wouldn't want to do that?
Not now.
Your energy, I'm going to be so freaking honest with you. It's amazing that you're putting it into what you are putting it into. But like, if you had space, I think you could start a company. Your energy is founder.
Thank you. And maybe someday I could found a tech company and then you could buy stuff for me on the streets.
I think you easily could have just been a founder.
Thank you. I think that would be really stressful and also not as, I don't know.
Creatively,
do we need another tech company?
When I tell
Unless
you
it's like saving people from something,
every one of these men selling their clothes has been. I can think of at least 3 that were founders.
Wow,
why are they finding all these things? Yeah, we have enough companies.
I agree, and it's just scary to me that, like, because of tech, like the space, because I feel like you used to have to be able to make something physical, something that would impact. You know, a good or service, right? There has to be some sort of good or service to sell to enter like a marketplace, right?
But now it's like AI.
Now it's like, you know, with tech and metaverse and AI and everything, it seems like the space in which something can be created, monetized, and sold is just expanding at this like crazy alarming rate. So like, I feel like there's just this, I don't know, it freaks me out that like there can be companies based on shit that's like not grounded in anything real.
Well,
which obviously is already happening.
Yeah,
like
Unreal Haas has like city. That's how she ended up like scamming all those people. But her company was like this, like marketing services. Quit your job.
Yeah.
Quit your job. That's not real. And she was just like spamming people by like offering to sell client like leads.
It's really too bad that we couldn't have taken the time during COVID to really recognize the essential workers and then kind of just top down, just kind of restructure the way that we were living.
Do you remember when there was that article right at the beginning of COVID, or like it was an article, but also a mindset that was like, we don't have to go back. We don't have to go back to what it was before. We don't have to be like that before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it was like, okay, we're going back. We are going back. But not me. I'm fixing my gut.
I mean, it was a total clusterfuck of a whatever. Anyway.
I walked with my mom and my dad every day. I was so happy.
I used to play basketball a lot in the yard and like listen to podcasts and go on walks.
Wait, I have
a lot
this,
of that.
I can't play ball.
Nobody would ask you to.
No, people sometimes do.
Do you want to learn to play ball?
What if I said yeah?
I'll teach you to play ball.
Nico, it has to be too late.
It's never too late to be who you might have been.
I'm not going
to
be honest. I look amazing naked. I have a lot of endurance as an athlete. Like,
I believe it.
Not even an athlete. Like, I'm an elite
You're
athlete.
Very fit.
My dad and manager, and the separate people, mm-hmm. have both called me an elite athlete.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, so there are these straight men out there that are viewing me as an elite athlete.
Yeah.
And it's like, but I can't catch, throw, or hit.
No problem.
No, that's the so many games are that.
Yeah, no, they are. But
I want to be a guy that goes and plays volleyball.
That's why I think you need to be the coxswain for a rowing team, where you just sit in the front and look cute and say, row.
Row, boys. Row. Let's fucking, I told you in high school, they told me that I should be the coxswain. And then it was like, yeah, I have a medical problem. So I was like, are you fucking kidding me? That if you see a skinny gay guy, don't tell him he should be the coxswain. Send him to a nutritionist. Yeah. Or a yoga class.
Tell him to get his gut checked. All right. So, yeah. So, anyway, we have some exciting stuff coming up that is going to be coming out in the future. And so be staying tuned. Listen to the podcast. Check out. We're going to have a YouTube channel coming out. Sorry, that does not mean that we're doing video podcasts. Don't get your fucking hopes up.
But that podcast that I was listening to with that one woman called Date Yourself Instead, she said that when you have goals, you shouldn't tell anyone them. You should work quietly on them, which reminded me of when Frank Ocean said, work hard in silence, let success be your noise, and then it was put on a sweet green wall.
Yeah, we one time went into a sweet green that had that like painted onto the wall.
I think about it all the time. I wasn't even at that sweet green.
I sent it to you.
I think about it all the time.
Yeah. Work hard in the silence.
You don't know what my calendar looks like. Noise. You don't know what my Google calendar looks like. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know what my DMs look like. You don't know what creators of TV shows either are reaching out because they either want to make love or read a sample. And I'm worried it's the former. I'm worried it's the former because I would like the latter. On the side. Do we have to cut that?
No.
It's a fucking cut anything.
Not at all. Our Boys Club show would have been yesterday as of this coming out, so thank you for everybody that came to that. We have another show coming up. We're doing longer sets, $5 tickets at Sleepwalk in Brooklyn on October 8th. Please come. It'll be fun. We're doing like a loosey-goosey longer sets just to stretch out some of our material and stuff, and tickets are only $5, so come by.
To try new things, to put yourself in a new situation, to challenge who you are, who you might have been, and what you're becoming.
Yeah. And it's at Sleepwalk in Brooklyn, which is off the Montrose L stop if you are in Brooklyn.
Bridget Foley's opening.
Bridget Foley will be opening and hosting for us. We love her. I'm going on tour. I'm going on tour this fall. Some of you are on my mailing list. If you're not, get on there. If you have been messaging me or commenting, come to this city. I would love to. I don't have a ton of control over that.
Maybe I should move. Sorry.
Well, I unfortunately don't have 100% autonomy over where I go. Not to get in the weeds of what it means to be a touring artist, but I don't always get to choose, so I'm sorry. But if more of you get on my mailing list and statistically it says, hey, like 17 people want you to come to Dallas, more likely that I'll come to Dallas. Okay.
Don't say what I was going to say. I have to say it. Oh, one time I dated a guy and we went to Rhode Island, and then it took 60 minutes for this to happen. We went to Rhode Island and he's like, you should do a show here. And then he went into a bookstore and was like, would you guys like let a comedy show come here? And it's like, you're not loving me the way I need to be loved. I don't need you to find me a comedy venue in Providence, Rhode Island. What I need you to do is let me be me and love me for who I am.
I also feel like that's really interesting coming from someone who used to say, you have to be doing this all the time, to be then going out of his way to turn vacation into work. You didn't ask that of him.
I literally sat down and I was like, it's crazy that season 2 it's gonna be all about my gut and not about any men. And it's like,
it's about
for the first 59 minutes. Men are affecting your gut.
Yes. Maybe you should go on a men cleanse and a gut cleanse. Oh my god, mic drop.
Wait, that's really interesting. Oh wait, I kind of am. Like, I'm kind of just like, I'm like, other than my boyfriend, like, I'm like really focused on myself right now.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
And thank you.
I am not the aforementioned boyfriend. Yes,
but not because of height.
He's always dating very tall men, 5'5", 5'6". okay, anyway, I'm going on tour. I will be in Austin on October 25th and 6th at the Cap City Comedy. I will be at Helium Comedy Club in Raleigh on November 1st and 2nd.
Is it your joke that's like 5'5 guys that are like, no one went to date me? And yeah. You're like, yeah, you're scary for so many other reasons.
Yes.
Like, babe, bloom where you're planted.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm coming to D.C., to the D.C. Comedy Loft on November 8th and 9th. That is the weekend after the election, so come hell or high water, community will be formed, okay?
Wait, last night I watched this documentary on HBO that was, like, all about January 6th, and then the next thing it recommended I watch, which I did, it said Murder on the Internet, and it was about a Grindr serial killer.
Oh my God.
Watched every second of it.
Of course.
Didn't have any dreams about it, which was good. I was nervous about that.
Interesting, yeah.
Interesting that it said, you watched this January 6th thing, now watch, learn about the Grindr serial killer in
the
UK.
I bet that's two places where the Grindr hotspot was ding, 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 ding.
Da, 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 da.
Okay, sorry, last. And then I'm doing a show for New York Comedy Festival here in Brooklyn at Union Hall on the 15th of November. And then lastly, coming to Indianapolis, as we were talking about earlier, maybe I should visit my old
pilgrimage.
My pilgrimage back.
Pilgrimage is okay.
A pilgrimage back to where I first won the poetry competition at St. Gabriel's Middle Elementary School.
You moved around so much as a child, and I feel like we don't really talk about that.
I did move around a lot. But that will be on December 13th and 14th, and sweet Jesse Ballard is coming to open for me.
Christmas. Christmas
yeah,
vibes.
So that'll be fun.
You know, a Christmas story takes place in Indiana.
Yeah. The one with, what's his name?
Ralphie.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, anyway, so if you want to come to any of those, get on my mailing list or look at the tickets, which are in my Instagram bio and on my website, nicocarney.com. Are you doing a show for New York Comedy Fest or around then?
I didn't realize that. I mean, never mind. The answer is no.
It doesn't
but
matter.
Also, I didn't apply. I have a date
it's
in that.
Not a real festival.
No. I don't.
No, it just isn't. Like, I'm just not
going to
say that.
No, I feel like everyone's doing it now.
But it's that exactly.
I literally was like, I'm not making a poster for this, but I have a night. Like, I have a night, a show, one of the nights.
Okay.
But I was like, I'm not submitting for this.
We also weren't in New York Comedy Festival last year, and it didn't fucking matter.
So I probably will do a show. It's the day before yours.
Okay. So you're on the 14th.
I have a slot on the 14th
yeah.
at Club Come.
Okay, great.
That I will, it'll be a magic show. Maybe it'll be Connor Jandon Friends.
Yeah. We'll put all of our, all those links and stuff will be on our, on the show notes for this. So we'll get all
maybe it'll be
there.
Connor Jandon Friends.
Do it.
That's so interesting.
Connor Jandon exes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Imagine having a funny ex. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Actually, this one guy I dated in Chicago for 3 months. He now does improv, and he used to be an accountant. And
okay.
He does improv and runs marathons, and he bought a house.
Good for
him.
And
if he listens to this, I'm sure he doesn't. I think he seems like he's doing really well.
Good for him.
And that's how I know what Terre Haute is, because he's from Indiana.
Okay. Do we have anything else? We'll have some guests coming up. We got a guest next week.
It's a gay guy.
Yeah, we're back for season two. Feel free to, we will be doing more listener questions episodes in the future. Send them in the show notes. There are a listener question form. If you want to recommend any repeat guests that you guys loved, DM us on the Instagram account. Share it with a friend. Give it 5 stars. All that good stuff. We would love, if you're loving this podcast, send it to a friend. Support us so that we can, keep doing it.
Guys, thank you so much.
We love you. We're back. What's up, boys at home? Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Boys Club. Connor, where can they find you on Instagram?
At Connor Janda, C-O-N-O-R. Janda is panda with a J.
And you can follow me at Nico Carney, N-I-C-O-C-A-R-N-E-Y. You can follow us both at Boys Club Comedy on Instagram. And we have a live show.
Our live show is at Club Coming, typically on the last Friday of the month. And it is always the two of us and some of our favorite funny people. And we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, often people from the podcast. So come check those out. If you live in New York, we'd love to see you there. Bye, boys.
Bye, boys.